Hello there. We're Vince and Elliot McNally.
Yes, the great-great-grandsons of map-making mogul Rand McNally.
And we'll be your hosts and tour guides on a trip across America, one small town at a time.
In the spirit of our great-great-grandfather, we're traveling the country writing the family's first almanac in over 50 years. Towns and Country, the McNally Brothers' comprehensive guide to small-town America.
Each week we'll be in a new town, and after getting to know the place and the people, we'll tell you, the listener, all there is to know.
In a show we call These Parts, a podcast putting towns on the map.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to another episode of These Parts. I'm Vince McNally, and with me this week, in case you haven't heard, is my brother, traveling companion, and friend, Elliot McNally. Elliot, how'd you feel about that scoop?
It was a pretty great scoop, Vince. Of all the scoops I've heard this week, that was probably up there. And it inspires me to let our listeners in on a little bit of juicy These Parts gossip.
Ooh, I'm glad that we're debuting this information. It was eating me up inside.
I know. So I'm sure all you guys know that after shows and recap shows are gaining popularity. And so Vince and I have decided to jump on that bandwagon and create our own These Parts after show. We're in talks with Chris Hardwick to do it. It's going to be called Talking Parts. And really, he's just going to be talking about what we talked about in each episode.
That's right. Maybe you guys know some famous ones, Talking Dead being the one that we've modeled this one after. Elliot, what are some of your other favorite after show talk shows?
Well, they're all hosted by Chris Hardwick, I think, right?
That's right. No, that's a given.
Oh, there's Talking Dead. Of course, you mentioned that. There's Talking Bad.
Talking Men? There's Talking Men.
There's Talking Men. That's the Mad Men one. He does one called Talking Flicks, which he just talks about everything on Netflix that he's watching.
I have to recommend that one. And now it'll be Talking Parts. Xander had some reservations about the title. It's not on him to decide. Listen up for that hitting the airwaves in a couple months.
Yeah, and if that wasn't enough to satiate you listeners, we have quite the doozy of an episode in a town, Vince, that I think we should put on the map.
Let's do it, Elliot.
So listeners at home, take out your comprehensive Rand McNally U.S. wall maps and your commemorative pushpins. Get ready to stick a pin in Scuttlebutt, New Jersey. Vince, why are we here this week?
Scuttlebutt, New Jersey is a fascinating town. Maybe, listeners, you know that old adage about small town America where secrets, you know, they can't be kept because everybody knows everybody and everybody's always talking. Well, that's true generally. And it's never been truer than here in Scuttlebutt, New Jersey, deemed the most gossipy town in America.
And with us to discuss all that and more are two self-proclaimed town gossips themselves. There are a couple housewives we have with us. Can you guys introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Lex.
Lex, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Welcome to Scuttlebutt. You guys enjoying it here?
Oh, we love it.
Oh, it's been great.
Well, I've heard we're in for a doozy of a storm coming up, so we're going to have to get inside and huddle up with some cocoa. Am I right?
Yeah. We're inside right now. We're in our RV, so, and we're weatherproofed. At least that's what our car salesman
told us. Oh, this is
weatherproof?
Because it looks a little thin. You know, storms here in Scuttlebutt get pretty ferocious.
Lex, you told us that for audio quality, you had to snuggle up really close to Vince for this episode.
Well, that's why I'm right here on his lap. By the way, you have some nice quads.
Thank you for noticing, Lex. I hope that we can get back to that in a minute, but you also brought a companion, or the companion brought you, perhaps. Can you introduce yourself?
Yes, hi, I'm Sally. Sally, say what?
Sally, say what?
Sally, say what?
It's pronounced say what?
Pardon me. Sally,
okay.
Say
no, no, that's okay. Say what? It's okay, we'll talk about it later. Anyway, I'm super excited to be here. I also just wanted to let you guys know that I heard that Lex, I know you said you were great, but I heard otherwise this morning.
That's both true and not true at the same time.
Just want to be full transparency here.
Well, why don't we get into it now, guys? Actually, I will take this opportunity to get up from my seat and put a little distance between us and put a pin in the map.
Okay. Right.
And so now you two, why don't you hash it out? Why isn't Lex great?
Well, I just Lex has some telltale signs. It's mainly has to do with personal space. You can tell Lex's like how her day is going based on how close she is getting to other men and women.
And that's why I need to sit back down here again. So get
that. Nice. Thank you. Yep. All right. That's
and better. Are these keys? How many keys do you have in your pocket? This is getting lumpy. I'm not liking this.
Lex, focus.
He has a lot of keys. What do you need all these keys for?
You don't need to touch them like that.
Do all these RV doors have different locks on them? This is ridiculous.
We have a lot of sensitive documents that we keep in briefcases.
Oh.
Also, I have custodial kind of duties documents? Here on the RV. So
sensitive documents. Let's get into that.
Let's parlay back. Maybe we can work back to why. What's wrong, Lex?
I got divorced again.
Again? What number is this?
Well, I count it in letters.
What letter is
this? Divorce. This is divorce P.
Yeah, let's hope that's not alphabetical exactly. But
it is alphabetical exactly. And I use the Spanish alphabet, so it's actually pay. And there's some other extra husbands in there with tildes.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. That is unfortunate. Wow. Well, thanks for bearing that to us. I think it's really setting a tone for the rest of the episode. We're going to uncover some truths here in Scuttlebutt. And Elliot, why not get started in our first segment, tailor-made for this town?
It's called He Said, She Said.
So listeners, please, after you.
Uh-oh, I'm sensing a struggle dynamic.
What's that?
Sorry. I want to get into this issue here.
This is perfect. Listeners,
He Said, She Said is Vince and my opportunity to talk to the people of the town about what's going on. It's our town gossip segment, and we have two perfect people to talk to us about it. So Lex and Sally, let's dish. What is happening in Scuttlebutt?
Where do we start? So first off, I just got divorced from Felipe, which was my divorce P, which he is actually, he's a council member, right, Sal?
That's right. And it's juicy because Felipe was previously married to, before Lex, another council member, Cynthia. And Cynthia Rodriguez, yeah. Which I believe was actually his first wife, which is really rare in Scuttlebutt.
Yeah, I've never heard of anyone actually only having one wife.
Right, I know. I thought it was a joke when he told me. Anyway, it's his first wife, and the juicy part is, Lex, I don't even know if you've heard this, but he actually went back to her.
What?
That's this must be hot off the presses, given how recent your divorce was, Lex.
I picked up a newspaper that is steaming hot right now, and it says that Felipe went back to Cynthia.
Yes, we have great newsboys.
Yeah, well, yeah, one just like threw it under the door while you were talking just now.
You guys get the Scuttlebutt Gazette in this RV?
Yes, we sign up for the paper. As soon as we get into any town, we sign up for all the papers.
Did you guys sign the agreement form that they made you sign?
Yes, they made us sign it.
Oh, yeah. So they're in your emails right now, so watch out.
Yeah. They've got your sensitive documents. They're probably going to be ready to publish them later today. Yeah, you should have read that. It is a tri-daily paper, which it publishes three times a day.
Seems like we're going to be very informed. Vince, hide your keys, please.
I can't access my pockets at the moment, Elliot, but...
I can. Which key do you want?
It's better not to. No, maybe we don't. Yeah.
I feel like I looked away, Mentos. And I looked back, and Lex was back on your lap. I don't know how that happened.
I'm stealthy.
Lex has a black belt.
It's from Gucci.
So, you've mentioned the council now on several occasions. What's the council of Scuttlebutt like? Is there any intrigue besides divorce?
Of course, it's actually used to be called the Council of Intrigue before it had to be called the Council of Scuttlebutt. That was back when we were founded and we're to be known as Intrigue, right, Sal?
That's right. The council really is basically like a talking stick for the town. We have lots of, I don't want to call them arguments, but heated discussions. Just a lot goes on in this town, which is why I love it, and I would never want to live anywhere else.
Oh, really? That's not what I heard.
Listeners, I smell a scoop. Lex, do you care to dish?
I would love to dish because I've been holding on to this one for a few days. And
that's a lie, Lex. You can't hold on to anything.
You shut your mouth, Sal. Let me tell you. Because if you are going to seriously tell everybody that you would never want to live anywhere else, then let's talk about your vacation home. Shouldn't we, Sal? You want to tell everybody about your vacation home?
No.
Vacation home? Why would anyone need a vacation home if the Jersey Shore is right here?
I don't know. I think she's got another family in Montana.
That's a tall accusation.
Claims of a Montanan secret family have been made, listeners.
Okay. You found me out. It's true. Sorry, I just get so emotional. When I was a little kid, all I ever wanted was to have a husband and two kids and a dog and a snowmobile and have to make breakfast for my family in the morning and then homeschool my children at home and then go and support my husband in his manly work.
Mining?
Mining, yeah.
A very nuanced dream that you have.
I don't even know you. Who are you, Sal?
I know, and then the pressures of middle school got to me, and I succumbed to the scuttlebug what I needed to do. And I married many men and women, and I, you know, lived the scuttlebug dream.
You got the scuttlebug, which means just living here and doing this kind of lifestyle, just divorcing every other week.
But then every weekend, I go home to my Montana family, and we make waffles, and I eat all the carbs that I can get into my body.
Wait a minute. You go every weekend?
Yes.
I thought I saw parties at your house every weekend. Are you telling me those are just, are those mannequins in front of the window that are backlit by various lamps?
No, they're real parties. They're real parties. I'm just not there. I have a voice that comes over an intercom and I make announcements. People think I'm there, but in Scuttlebutt, nobody cares about you.
That hit a sudden nerve.
Wow. Sorry. I'm sorry, you guys. This has gotten so dark.
I have a question. Where does your Montana family think you are 6 days out of the week?
Oh, well, they, because I am the woman of the household, which is the most important position, no offense, they think that I am out foraging.
Yes. It's still a hunter-gatherer society in Montana, as we all know. Yep,
that's true. My husband mines and hunts, and I forage for what they think. But the truth is I go to Whole Foods on the way there.
On the drive to Montana?
Yeah. You drive?
From New Jersey. You know what? You're asking a lot of questions, Lex, and it's hitting the nerve. Like,
oh, we shouldn't bully our guests.
Let's shift the blame onto somebody else. How about tell us a bit of juicy gossip from somebody you don't like in town?
Where to start?
You so pulled out people. Almost a Rolodex of gossip, Lex.
Yeah, and Lex, you've sort of clenched excitedly, and I have to say, it's uncomfortable.
I know. The keys are right in between things, and it's not great. Sal, I mean, who do we hate the most?
It depends on the time of day.
Yeah, well, so let's see.
Glancing at the watch, it's 12:45.
That's a nice watch. Oh, and your wrist is so strong.
I'm going to go ahead and roll back down my sleeve.
I've never seen a muscular wrist before.
You know, I have that shake weight thing from a couple years ago when it was funny.
We tried to do some cross-branding with them.
Too bad. I think that I would probably like to spill Troy's secrets. Do you remember Troy before we ran him out of town?
How could I forget Troy?
Oh my God.
I married him. So you married him.
I married him too. We were actually married to him in, I want to say the same month. Was that November?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we had Thanksgiving. That's right.
Mm-hmm. It was weird because we had like a joint custody Thanksgiving kind of thing.
Yeah, we actually got to share another Thanksgiving because of our husbands and ex-husbands were actually the same people.
It was nice.
Well, anyway, Troy, as you may have heard, because I think this actually made national news, was a circus owner and came through town on a whim. They set up their tent right along the shoreline, wasn't it? Near the beach house, Sal?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we had a perfect view of him, and so naturally we wooed him with our breasts. And when he came over and said hello to us, we instantly knew that a man like this had something haunting in his eyes. I mean, the way he looked at those elephants. Yes. How would you describe it, Sal?
Haunting is exactly right, until we figured out that it was meth.
He was haunted by a meth problem.
Yeah.
And he had actually been giving it to the elephants, which is why they were stupendously good. They were great for 40 minutes, and then they were just done for about 10 hours.
Yeah, the circus was very hit and miss.
Did not bode well for the circus.
I'm reading here, and my fingers are scalding from how hot this next paper has been. But in the human interest section, behind that, there's an animal interest section, and it says that they're both done with rehab, and the elephants are, you know, looking at their new lives with open eyes and full hearts.
Aww.
Oh, yeah.
They've made a full recovery, it says.
I feel like I heard about this on TMZ. Is the T in P.T. Barnum, does that stand for Troy?
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Paul Troy Barnum.
And you guys were both married to him.
And yep. You both had married him at some point, and he abused methamphetamines and also fed them to his elephants, who became addicted.
And he tried to keep it a secret. I mean, he tried to be a guy who could live a normal life. But, you know, when you have those circles under your eyes and when you literally scratch the paint off the walls, mm-hmm. I think, you know, something's up.
It really took both of us. You know, we were each officially married for 7 days, but I think for me, I was about 5 days in when I realized his issue.
Had you not met him before you married him?
Oh, it's kind of a day of thing. Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. That's not uncommon here.
Yeah, no, that's a fifth day realization, we call it. That's really common.
Yeah.
Oh, but it has a name. It must be common.
Yeah, it doesn't flow well.
I was just going to say the 7 year itch here is a thing, but that's it's a 7 week day itch. And scuttlebutt. Yeah.
The 7 day itch. So that's when, after a full week of marriage, you're starting to really, your eyes are wandering. Is that what you're saying? Mm. Is infidelity a problem here?
It's huge. And the 7 day itch, I really think that's science.
I think it's science too.
If I know science, that's how it works. Mm-hmm. And I've just seen it with so many couples here. Wouldn't you agree, Lex?
I agree because I read science.
There's the science section.
We at least read science. Twice or three times a week we read science?
Yeah.
What's your favorite article in science?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Just different.
Recently.
Different aging reversal creams are out there. And there's a lot of evidence about different plants near my home that I can utilize to reverse all these wrinkles on my face. But you don't really see them. Look. Do you see anything? Look at my face.
I feel like you want me to say that I don't see them, but then
I want you to be honest.
They're all just pulled up by her scalp line.
Hey. What? I do not have a scalp line, okay?
You both look lovely.
You both look lovely. You both have very thick hair, and I'm sorry that our RV ceiling isn't higher because your bumps of hair on the top of your head are smooshing against the top right now.
That's okay. There's so much hairspray. It's not going anywhere.
It's fusing to the plastic of the ceiling, actually, right now.
Yeah.
It actually hurts my neck.
Well, if you weren't sitting on Vince's lap, you could have a little extra.
Yeah, that's a good... This is a good opportunity.
All right. Okay.
You just made that noise, but you didn't move.
No, I just rearranged where the keys were.
Well, Vince, I think we should do some rearranging of our own and get to our next segment.
A great idea, Elliot, as I try to regain my composure.
We're talking about Wouldn't You Like to Know?
So, listeners, Wouldn't You Like to Know is your weekly opportunity to write in with your questions, queries, and inquisitions about the town that we're staying in. We read them on air for our guests to answer, and we have time for three each and every week. This week's no different. Actually, Lex, it looks like you have the first question.
Let's see. Our first question comes from Dave Gibson of Humbum, Wyoming. Humbum. Okay.
Humbum. Haven't been there before. What does Dave have to say?
Dave asks, there was once a rumor, oh, good use of the word, Dave, that a major sports franchise was going to come to Scuttlebutt. We heard over here in Humbum that it was going to be a football team. Is that true, and is there any weight to the rumor? Love, Scuttlebutt. Sincerely, Dave.
Huh, that is a great question. So what's the gossip on that? Are you guys going to have a national football team here?
I think I know where this came from. That's when we were attracting all those large men to town. Right, Sal?
Yes, that was a good time.
Mm-hmm. We had what we call a turkey feed here, and that's when we give a lot of lean meats out, and it's kind of the theme of one of our festivals. And so when we have a lot of meat eaters come to town like that, it tends to kind of build upon itself, and of course we just feed them as much as we can. Sal's roast is one of the most popular.
I heard about this, I think. It turned out, though, that none of those men were actually football players. They were just very large men.
Correct, with small skulls.
It was mainly muscle. It was amazing. Their bones were tiny and frail.
They had frail bones?
Yeah, well, that was my experience.
That's because we give them skim milk here. We only drink skim.
Well, also, they're not eating any fruits or vegetables. They're just eating meat.
Nope, just meat and skim milk.
Well, there's a lot of Italian influence in New Jersey, and there's so many different meat varietals that it's hard to get you know, the proper food groups around here.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So anyway, after a meal, they would kind of go tussle around in the park, and I think that's where that little rumor started about we possibly were getting a professional team, but it was just a bunch of big fellows.
Wait, why were they tussling around in the park?
Well, you know what turkey and skim milk does to a man.
It's like the opposite of tryptophan.
Well, turkey makes you tired, and skim milk has a lot of carbs, so it actually hypes you up. So it's kind of an upper-downer situation.
I think we read that in Science.
Yeah, that was in Science last
So they enter
day,
some sort of
yesterday.
Food madness, and they have to run around in the public parks with each other.
It's like a turkey sickness.
And then you ladies, you get on the sidelines and you watch.
Oh, we are Instagramming the whole thing.
And then an NFL scout gets its eyes on your Instagram, and one thing leads to another. I see.
And, yeah,
and I think really where it got super confusing is we did have cheerleaders there, and people were observing this because it was entertaining to watch the turkey madness set in, but it definitely wasn't football that they were playing.
Yeah, Deli Fest always has cheerleaders.
I'm looking at your Instagram right now, Sally, because I wanted to see video of this, but it seems like you forgot to flip the camera around. It's just pointed at you.
Oh, yeah. But you can see in my eyes kind of what's happening, like my reaction.
Yeah, and there's a lot of licking of your own lips going on.
Yeah.
And like, what do they call that duck face that you're doing? Lips?
Uh-huh. Mm. Where it kind of accentuates the work I've had done.
Yes, exactly. Well, I have to say, great. That's some great selfie gramming that you've been doing. And
thank you.
In the reflection of your glasses, I can see what some grown men, and there's one cradling the other. And maybe we should keep this show PG.
Yeah, let's get to work on our next question, which I have right here. This one comes from it looks like Gary. In Tuscaloosa, Florida.
Was his name written in some sort of strange penmanship, Elliot? Why was it so difficult to read that?
He wrote it upside down. I don't know why. It must have been very confusing for the postal service.
I'm sure that'll be important to his question.
I think it is, because I thought that the question was written upside down, but I was just holding the piece of paper upside down.
Easy problem. Yeah, easy mistake to make, Elliot.
Yeah, I thought I would have to, you know, decipher some code or something, but it was just upside down letters. The question is actually pretty straightforward. He just says, Scuttlebutt, obviously the setting of a 1970s thriller, Deliverance. No gossip there. See you guys. And then he drew a little picture of him walking away.
What an ominous question.
Yeah.
Does he know the definition of a question?
It seems like he doesn't. There is no question mark on this paper.
Okay.
The little person that he drew walking away, who I assume is himself, is holding a question mark. Like this is
he's removing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
The cries for our screening process on these questions grow ever louder, Elliot. But in the meantime, let's do due diligence and have our guest answer. Was Deliverance filmed or set in Scuttlebutt?
Kind of.
Really?
It's a complicated history there.
Well, it's a long river.
It's a long river.
Mm-hmm.
And Deliverance was actually shot in one shot.
It was a one-take film.
Yeah. They never cut.
Wow.
Oh, but then they just cut the edits up over one long take?
Yeah.
So they were filming for like, I want to say the rumor was for like 2 months. They just filmed straight. Mm-hmm. And then even during, you know, when the crew was sleeping and stuff, it was still going. And then they cut those edits up. In those, you'd see one of the deleted scenes that was filmed in Scuttlebutt, which actually had one of our local bands here playing. Mm-hmm. It was not as good as the banjo player. Honestly, it was a two-stringed instrument. It's local here to Scuttlebutt. It's called the Butt. It's actually spelled B-U-T-T like Butte. But anyway, it's a two-stringed instrument. It has four different frets, so you get a total of 8 notes. So you can't even go a whole scale.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but Lex is actually a musical genius, despite a lot of her. Yeah,
I did not know that, but it's becoming increasingly.
She's very, very well versed.
She's been turning away from the mic to do runs, just kind of off camera.
Yeah,
can you hear him?
No, the camera's not picking him up.
No,
oh, bummer. Well, anyway, that scene got cut. It was one of the many scenes that got cut over the 2 month one take that they did.
Very interesting way to shoot a movie all in one take and then edit it so it's virtually indiscernible that it was one take.
And that was filmed, so they were way over budget.
It was very controversial.
Well, for the sake of the theme of this episode, what's some gossip about Burt Reynolds? I'm sure you guys know.
Lex married him.
I was married to him.
Yeah.
You were?
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
Sure. I was during the Smokey and the Bandit 2 days, which were his best days. You guys remember Smokey and the Bandit 2?
Of course.
The one with the elephant? So that elephant was from the circus that Troy ran.
That
and
was
you can tell
elephant.
He's cleaned up. Yeah, you can tell he's cleaned up in that, right? Because he's really coordinated.
It was actually, your idea was the title of the film, Smokey and the Bandit 2, Smokier Bandit.
Mm-hmm. Smoke Harder was the original idea, but Smokier, I think...
It just comes off. Mm-hmm. It's easier to say Smokier and the Bandit rolls off the tongue.
Yeah,
that elephant actually got Burt Reynolds addicted to meth, even though the elephant was clean.
Wow. Well, the elephant had a lot of meth lying around after it was done taking the meth. So,
and there was like some controversy on that movie, and that's kind of how the elephant, I guess, I don't want to say acted out, but kind of stood its ground against Burt, who can be a little bit of a diva.
A little bit of a diva.
I just pulled up on my phone that one take deliverance shot just because I wanted to see some deleted scenes. And actually, Lex, you're in Bert's divorce proceedings in entirety are on this film.
Oh my God, that was on
there?
Yeah,
it's a trip down memory lane. Check this
out. It's going to get bad. Lex sits on the judge's lap.
Follow us around way too long. They should have been on set.
I'm at the point where you just ripped off his mustache.
Oh, gosh.
He never forgave me, but I had been wanting to do that for 7 days.
It's impressive, and it's a little gruesome, since that's just natural mustache. That's not a fake mustache.
Yeah.
No, I trimmed that little bastard for 7 days before I finally had to rip it off.
How did you manage? Wow, what a monster.
Lex is she self-waxes, so she's good at just waxing that thing right off. She was prepared.
I just call it waxing, but yeah, self-waxing.
You don't have someone else do it, which most people do.
So they say.
You do that.
So you've heard.
For best friends, you guys seem to not know that much about each other.
Well, we do a lot of things together, but we're generally like taking pictures of ourselves.
Supposedly.
So, Lex, that's why you didn't realize that for 6 days out of the week, Sally is not here. She's in Montana.
Yeah, I guess so. Is that a new mole? I've never seen that mole before, Sally.
I have to get it removed again.
The mole keeps growing back.
So it's not new?
Yeah. It's an old mole, but a new rendition.
You should get that checked out. But before you do, could you read this next listener question for us?
Yes, absolutely. All right, this question is from Jeremiah Bendejo? Bendejo?
Bendejo.
How you say it?
That means idiot in Spanish,
I think. Oh, well, okay, Jeremiah, idiot. Do you want me to translate it?
Yes, please.
Okay,
for our Spanish-speaking listeners.
Okay, please. Jeremiah Bendejo, aka idiot, from New Chester, New Mexico? New Chester, I've never heard of it. Anyway, he says, hi there, I'm a big fan of Scuttlebutt, New Jersey. I get the paper here in New Mexico and was just curious... For the science section, if you guys will ever be featuring more on the town science labs updates on the power plants.
The science town labs
the
updates
science labs,
on
the power plants, which is something Scuttlebutt's not super proud of.
Not at all. That's a shameful power plant.
It's a really poorly worded question also, but his name is Jeremiah
Idiot.
Yeah,
I was going to say. Yeah, we should have expected that with his name.
The issue is our power plant is actually just a water mill, and we have not updated the, what's the lack of a better term, science for it since it was founded.
I am not sure that's the right term for it, but you're right. It's an inefficient way of powering an entire modern city. How big's this wheel got to be?
It's like your average Ferris wheel size.
Oh, so fairly big, but nothing egregious.
Yeah. It is an eyesore, to be sure.
And then you guys just have those different, for lack of a better term, turkey men in the town pouring bottles of Evian water down.
Yep, we have it shipped in. Yep, that's right, because we don't have a natural river anywhere close to town, so we have that Evian water shipped in. And we have a tax to pay for that here locally. And then that noise that you hear is the creaking of the wheel as it turns. So you hear that constant kind of thing in the background. Mm-hmm. That's always present in town.
Wow.
And I think what Jeremiah might be actually speaking to is there's been a couple lawsuits over the fact that people have, because the water mill is so open and old, people can actually add stuff to the water. It's not very secure. And that sound has caused hearing problems in probably 90% of the residents where they just can't hear that frequency anymore.
Yeah, most of us are suffering from PTSD, actually. Mm-hmm. We've been diagnosed from
That's it. Why that nobody whispers gossip in the town. They have to shout it so people can hear.
You learn to have a frequency that really cuts through the wheel.
And, you know, looking at this question again, I just want to say this handwriting is amazing and very feminine and reminds me of a person who used to live in Scuttlemutt, Jessica Barnum. So I'm wondering if Jeremiah Bandejo, if you're listening, if this is Jessica Barnum. And if that's the case, no, you're not getting money. You can't hear anymore, and that's not our fault.
Message received, Jessica, yeah. If you're out there.
And you know, to close out this question, just as a PSA for all you power plant owners out there, hey, update your science.
Get with the times.
It's 2017.
You should go into politics. I was really powerful.
It's interesting that the town council spends so much time on gossip and not, you know, spending time on very important structural integrity and power issues in the town.
Is that interesting?
Yeah, is that? I don't know.
Yeah, Elliot, that doesn't sound very interesting.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
It's just so
a casual
boring.
Observation.
I don't want to talk about procedure.
Okay, I can tell I'm boring you guys.
What else is in your pockets?
Let's move on to something a little more exciting.
Let's move away from my own lower body in a segment. Elliot, what do we like to call it?
Town Sounds.
So, listeners, the music of a town can speak volumes about what's going on here. And that's no different. Excuse me as I'm fairly distracted by what's going on in and around my pockets.
Are these nail clippers? I'm going to use these.
Yeah, you are like elbow deep in Vince's pockets there, Lex.
I just got to take off my shoe here for a second. This nail is bothering me. Go ahead. Keep going. I'm listening.
It's Town Sounds, a segment about sounds in the town.
And the music in Scuttlebutt in New Jersey as a whole is very unique. I mean, people know about Motown music, I'm sure, because of New Jersey. And actually, music was the original form of spreading gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in New Jersey knows off the top of their head a lot of different Motown sounds. And because people of Scuttlebutt are so pigeonholed for being so gossipy, the musicians of the town have wanted to move away from Motown. They wanted to try something new, branch out. Isn't that right, Vince?
They want to get away from what they see as a pair of, as they would call it in New Jersey, concrete slippers, keeping them down, keeping them from branching out about or into different genres of music. And so what we're going to do in today's segment is feature some of these very brave and creative bands who are branching away from, you know, this doo-wop, old-school Motown sound.
The first band we have up, guys, I'm just going to launch right into it, is a great band. They just came out with their first album in 10 years because they have to stagger their releases based on who is out of prison.
Mm.
They're called Motown. And now I know what you're thinking. That seems a little close to Motown.
Seems very close, Elliot.
It's almost identical, but Mo is spelled M-O apostrophe, and that stands for More Towns, meaning they want to gather musical inspiration from even more towns than Scuttlebutt and outside of New Jersey.
Interesting.
So they're all a spoken word band. They have nothing to do with that Motown sound that everyone knows. They're really trying to break new ground here.
So they're a spoken word band. Are we talking like a cappella, or are we talking like actual, they actually just do sort of like a beat poetry?
Both. It's a cappella beat, they call it.
Interesting.
It's a
fusion.
Something
I like
new they're
it.
Trying. Their album right here is called Lined Up at Microphones in Matching Suits. I think it's really just a testament to say, yeah, we know where our roots are, but we also know where we're headed. And I think we should play a clip right now.
Let's do it.
So you think Motown, and you think, you know, all those harmonies. This is almost aharmonical.
Dissonant.
It's amelodical, wouldn't you guys say?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can tell that it's a cappella, like, through and through. Those are all just voices that are screaming secrets.
No instruments at all. You guys, I believe, between the two of you, you have been married to all seven members of this band.
Yes.
Actually, and the manager. I think I was married to the manager, I think. Hold on, let me look. Yes.
This is a Rolodex of men and women you've divorced?
Yes, this is the marriage Rolodex.
This is actually the only band manager Rolodex that you have. You have several others that are categorized by occupation.
It's multi-purpose.
Actually, due to a mix-up, the one on the... see, there's the jacket hanging over the microphone on the left there. Mm-hmm. I was married to that microphone for 3 days.
Oh, because it was wearing a jacket, you thought it was a
person. I thought it was a strong silent type.
But it turned out he was gay, so divorce.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Man, that's a tough break.
Honestly, it was one of my best marriages.
And honestly, seven guys lined up in front of, standing in front of microphones is their best album.
It's so good.
We sure knew how to pick them here on Town Sounds. And picking our next group, I'm very excited for this, guys.
Ooh, great. I can't wait, Vince.
We don't call them anything. They call themselves old Jersey, new version, old way of singing, new experience.
Whoa.
I love these concise band names. Yeah. You know, they're memorable, if nothing else.
So this individual isn't so much of a band. That's the handle he gives himself, and he is a solo electronic musician. Maybe the kids today would call it EDM music. Maybe the kids of yesteryear would call it techno. Whatever you call it, it's all about manipulating sounds digitally to provide something dramatic and invigorating.
Let's play a clip.
Who wants to hit the club after that one? Am I right?
Tech no, more like tech yes.
That makes me want a Cosmopolitan and a bump of Coke.
And you know, that is technically electronic music, but you know, he is playing the butt there. And it's an electric acoustic butt, but he's definitely got a fuzz pedal on there somewhere. But you can hear it. Mm-hmm.
It's in playing the butt with a fuzz pedal, something you can only hear here in Scuttlebutt, New Jersey.
Yeah.
I feel like if Frankie Valli were dead, he would be spinning in his grave listening to that, because it sounds so different than anything popularized in New Jersey in the Motown scene.
Yeah, I agree. You mean spinning in his grave in a good way, right?
Like spin dancing.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good.
I was actually once married to Freddie Valli's estate.
Freddie Valli, Frankie Valli's brother.
Yes, but his estate after Freddie was dead.
So you were married to the actual mansion? Or just all of his...
His holding
the legal entity that was his property and all assets. It didn't last.
It was a complicated divorce.
Yeah, so did he get everything back in the divorce? Or did you get some of it?
I got half of the estate's estate.
If you marry Lex, you're not going to get all of your stuff back.
I am getting it.
Very good. Anyway, I love that one. And just, like I said before, it pumps me up.
Me too. Me too, Sam.
It's amazing. And what's crazy is that these musicians, the one that you mentioned, Vince, the ones that I mentioned, they come from Scuttlebutt, but they're so different.
Right?
And very, very much
so. You guys, Lex and Sally, have an even different musician from Scuttlebutt that you wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah. This is a person I really, really like, and I never say that. really never.
That's very evident from just talking to you the past 20 minutes
or so. Thank you. So this is... you'll kind of see, I can show you the album cover here. It's almost like the, Destiny's Child? The original album cover where they're all, maybe was it the original one? Anyway, they're all in camo. Here you can see they're in camo and they're in a jungle. So it's a little more method. But the microphones are part of the leaves. So it's kind of like secret.
What is this band called?
Amplification. Secret Amplification.
Okay.
Ooh. I like
it. They are so good and so hot.
Just listen to the track, and then I'll tell you kind of a little bit more history on this amazing group.
Great, let's play it.
Ooh, that was good.
Can we just go back and listen to minute two again real quick? I just want to point out something.
Oh, yeah.
Let's fire up the clip again.
Hmm.
Oh my God. Now that tenses all of my muscles.
I can feel it.
It's because of all the sequins on your miniskirt. They're really grinding into Vince's legs right now.
It's really chafing. It's grinding. It's sort of like a cheese grater. Is your buttocks?
I actually think I somehow physically get heavier when I tense my muscles. I don't know how. I'm not sorry.
So what I love about this group, sorry, Lex, I'm going to move on, is that their name is Secret Amplification. And one of the things that they do, as you kind of heard there in minute two, is a great example of it, actually, is their secret messages kind of behind the actual lyrics of the song.
Ah, so it's all about gossip at its core.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. And if you play it backwards, it doesn't say anything.
Yeah, completely devoid of meaning.
You know what? I really respect that. So often these days, every album has to be played backwards or synced up in some classic film. Mm-hmm. Roll my eyes, am I right?
It's so boring.
Yeah.
It's nice to play a record backwards and to hear nonsense once
in a while. Yeah, and just be like, why am I playing this backwards? It sounds awful.
Yeah, what's also great about this band is that they're so unrelated to the Motown doo-wop scene. And again, they come from Scuttlebutt, but they're saying that, hey, we're in New Jersey. We're going to try something different.
And I think they're very edgy. They're really not afraid to find new sounds.
Did you actually believe that Yoko Ono produced this secretly or not? Because I don't believe it. I don't know.
At first, I was also skeptical, but I don't know. I mean, the band broke up after the first album, and they were so good.
Right, but why did they break up?
Did you guys have a hand in that?
Yeah.
You did.
That's what she does, right?
Did we have a hand in it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I wish I had a hand in them. Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm not certain that that's what that turn of phrase meant, but hey, thank you so much, guys. This suggestion really opened my eyes to a completely new and different way of looking at music here in Scuttlebutt.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, let's keep this positivity flowing into our next segment, Elliot.
We should, Vince. It's called Did You Know? Now, listeners, Did You Know is our weekly opportunity to fire five fast facts at you, the listener, from whatever town we're in. Each week, of course, we have five. And Lex, I think you have the first one.
I absolutely do. Did you know that in Scuttlebutt, New Jersey, the leaves don't survive a week?
The leaves don't survive a week, so they die and fall off the trees?
All leaves on trees fall, and that's why it's fall all year round here. It's really quite beautiful. And that's just because the iron toxicity from the wheel kind of gets into the air, and I think it poisons a lot of the plants around here.
Another one of those environmental issues that people are just sort of turning a blind eye to.
Yeah, well, you know, can't do anything about just iron in the air.
I'm not certain that's true, but it's fascinating local biology. I have to say, very beautiful year-round fall. Eternal autumn. That's poetic in a way.
That's why we get to so many fall festivals, right, Sal?
That's right. And that's how Deli Fest got started.
Well, I didn't know that, but guys, did you know that everybody in Scuttlebutt has their own talking head confessional room in their house?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a part of city ordinance that you, to build a safe house, it has to have one of those.
So constantly you guys are excusing yourselves from different parties or gatherings, going in, you know, what effectively is a closet with a camera in your house and dishing and talking shit about people.
It's really helped me keep up my second life because a lot of times I just tell people I'm in my confessional.
Yeah, makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. When in reality, you're driving all the way to Montana.
Yeah.
That's why you look so tired. It makes sense now.
I didn't know that. Sally, do you have the next Did You Know fact for us?
I do. Did you know that in Scuttlebutt, New Jersey, you can have one of your ribs removed and legally adopt it as a child?
That seems like a painful and unnecessary process.
Very macabre.
It comes from that the old biblical standard about people coming from other people's ribs.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know the one.
So, yeah, just like the jazz standards, there's the biblical standards that everybody knows.
Correct.
Scuttlebutt's huge on
that. We were kind of an Old Testament town back in the early days. That one got written into the laws, and so it's just never got written out. And I think there's been a couple rib kids around here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say don't dog it until you try it.
Yeah, your torso seems to be very Gumby-like. And how many ribs have you had taken out?
Me personally, just two.
Oh, okay.
Just for symmetry.
Mm, that makes sense.
But, it does seem better to remove two ribs than one.
And I always wanted to know what it'd be like to have twins and see them grow up together.
I'm missing two ribs, but I woke up in a bathtub and my ribs were missing.
Back in your days with P.T. Barnum.
Yeah.
There was a brief period in Scuttlebutt where there was some illegal rib adoptions happening.
Yeah, the rib ring, the underground rib ring.
But we fixed it. We fixed it.
Oh, you guys, you guys decided to fix that. Out of all the different things in the town, I'm glad you focused your efforts because it definitely makes the town safer.
Are you being sarcastic? Because ribs being trafficked is a serious thing.
I'm not being sarcastic.
I have scars. Look at this scar
Lex.
Look at this.
It seems like you just wanted to lift your shirt up.
No, Lex, put your shirt down.
I do.
Well,
Vince can't move his head right now.
I'm surprised that you lifted up your skirt first when you're wearing sort of a two-piece ensemble here.
I wanted to lift them both.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all these scars. You haven't seen, count them.
We don't have time to count all your scars right now.
Lex, you sort of look like a 15th century flagellant.
I will take that as a compliment because they were devout.
Well, if you could, I know the camera's just for show. We use it only to record, but still, let's not play with fire with whatever American Board of Conduct presides over podcasting. I have the next Did You Know fact.
Great, Vince.
Can we talk about that? Did you guys know the game Telephone was invented here in Scuttlebutt?
Ah, so the game where you stand in a line, someone tells you something, then you tell your version of it to the next person and so on?
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. And they still play it professionally to this day. Do you guys dabble in the way of telephone?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everybody in Scuttlebutt really... It's a telephone town, so
yeah, we phone it up every Friday.
Ooh, do you have any of what's your favorite phrase to telephone?
Oh man, I tend to do things that will both mystify and confuse, but are actually true science statements.
Oh,
it's actually how we do a lot of the science in
exactly. Town. It's how science is conducted.
Yeah, it's how it's done.
So you have one scientist start at the line and then another scientist at the end of the line.
Yeah, sure. We find that it makes it more exciting. But sometimes science can be kind of dry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we jazz it up with a good game of telephone.
Sure, you want some good wet science.
If the hypothesis makes it, you know, from one end to the other, then it's proven by science to be true.
That is what's called the empirical method.
Wow. I didn't know that. But for our last Did You Know fact, could you guys kind of team up and give us your best piece of gossip for the whole show?
Okay. Lex, you know what we should talk about?
Absolutely. The founding.
The founding. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Seems like she took the words right out of your mouth.
She really did.
Well, I wanted to team up with you.
I will. I loved it. We are a team. We're best friends, after all.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Forever.
Scuttlebutt was founded in 1902.
1902.
And it was actually founded on a dare.
Did you know that Scuttlebutt was founded when someone was like, we don't even remember these guys' names. They were actually lost in history. But they're like, I dare you to start a society. And here we are.
Seems like a pretty high-stakes dare.
And they kind of went in, like, this dare battle, basically. And find, like, I dare you to run it only on a watermill. I dare you to use science to prove something. I mean, it was a lot of,
I like, dare you to license this land for residential development.
Yeah.
I dare you to start up a basic governing council.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's been a series of dares ever since, and a series of truths to get to the gossip of the situation, but here we are.
Yeah, and it's actually how we pass a lot of laws still in Scuttlebutt. Mm-hmm.
I dare you to pass a law about a giant wheel powering a hydroelectric dam.
I dare you to write bylaws about how long public officials can serve.
It mainly just feels good to say, I dare you.
And it goes into all aspects of law. Like, I dare you to pay this speeding ticket. Like, it's just kind of how things are done here.
And then, if I'm remembering correctly from my crash course in Scuttlebutt law, if you disagree with something, you say, how dare you?
You legally have to. It's like a Jeopardy. If you don't say that, then they won't accept it.
Double dare Jeopardy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's right. Yep. So this is all making sense. And on that note, we should move. We should go ahead and move on to our final segment, Elliot.
Checking off my boxes right here. This is comprehensible.
this makes sense.
Yep. And
is that why your wrist is so strong? Do you check boxes off a lot? Because my God.
Yes, I do.
Lex, why don't you decide whose wrists you're interested in, okay?
Both of you have such phenomenal wrists.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious.
Like, stop trying to do the splits between the two of them. Stop. <Can't. laughs>
Yeah, you have one cheek on both Vince and I now.
Yeah. I told you to wear shorts under your skirt.
It's both painful and pleasurable.
Well, on that note, I think we should move into our final segment, Wish You Were Here.
I didn't know Gucci made skorts.
Well, they make them for Lex.
I had this custom designed.
So, listeners, Wish You Were Here is our audio postcard from us to you from the town that we're staying in. It goes a little something like this. Dear listener, wish you were here in Scuttlebutt, New Jersey.
The most gossipy town in all of the United States.
Home to two gossip aficionados, Lex and Sally Saywat.
A town that you'll be hearing so much gossip, you'll be as excited as if you ate turkey and skim milk.
A town inexplicably powered by one single centuries-old water mill.
A town where if you want Motown music, well, you better go somewhere else.
In the town where we heard you could have a good time.
Farewell.
From these parts to yours.
Hey, listeners, thanks for joining us in Scuttlebutt, New Jersey. Hope you got your fill of gossip. But I also hope you come back next week when we're in Abra, New Mexico.
This land of enchantment town is home to the most physicians practicing alternative medicine, including, but not limited to, enchantment. So come back. It's going to be magical.